Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Bob Huey said, if you're not taking care of your customer, your competitor will. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who takes care of his customers. Today's playmaker taught economics and marketing as an adjunct college professor. With us today is a CEO who was named a 4 Under 40 national recipient by Advisor Today. This great playmaker is Danny O'Connell. Danny is CEO of Next Level Insurance Agency. Next Level Insurance Agency was founded in 2016 by Danny to be at the forefront of employer and individual needs in the insurance market. In the last 14 years, he has built two different benefit agencies with annual revenues exceeding $1.5 million. Danny began his career in 2001 in the financial services industry, and after getting his MBA, he focused on working with companies to address their health insurance and employee benefit need. After 10 years of working in the industry, Danny saw a tremendous opportunity to affect major changes in how employers purchase their health insurance. The agency offers innovative group and individual health plan designs, employer support, as well as HR technology solutions. Next Level Insurance Agency designs and delivers solutions that helps manage risk and optimizes benefits with the objective of strengthening business. Well, a lot there to talk about. Danny, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much.
Well, you graduated at Oklahoma University with degrees in finance and history. We're going to talk about finance, but how has history helped you in your business?
Oh, good question. So you know the old saying, those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it. And I think for us and as business owners in general, you know, you have to look at what's worked, and then many times you steer away from that and you try off new ventures, and then a lot of times you go back to what it was that helped you get where you were.
So have you studied history in finance as you began your career?
That's an excellent question, and I don't know if I specifically went after that, but when I first got out of college, I was in the financial service industry. I did really start to do some reading about the Federal Reserve System and how that came to be. After I got out of college, the light bulb went off. It was kind of funny. I was hanging around the pool with my friends and on a Saturday afternoon, and I realized that you know, your education is always brought to you, and you are told what to study, what to learn, what to be tested on. But once you get out of a formal education, now it is up to you to continue that course. And it's up to you to decide what it is that you want to learn and how you want to learn that. So that became very important in my life.
Since we're talking about education, let me go back to something I mentioned at the very beginning about teaching economics and marketing as a adjunct college professor. When you are teaching students, in essence, you're in sales. You are selling concepts and ideas. Did that help you in your business?
You know, it probably did. What I tried to do was really take the practical application of economics and marketing, what happens in the real world, and take my business experience back to those students. Many times they get taught ideology, but not the practical implementation and what it looks like in the real world. And so I think on both sides that helped.
Well, you are in the business of helping employers become more successful. Let's talk about the different plans or different concepts that you work with them on.
You know, I feel like our industry, the benefits industry, the health insurance industry, everybody's been trained to speak one way, to talk algebra. But in reality, over the last 10 years, that has changed, and now we're speaking geometry, or the people that you want to work with should be speaking geometry. They should be bringing you something different, something that's unfamiliar, that it's not comfortable, because that's where the growth is going to come. That's where you're going to see the changes. That's where you're going to see the real strategy and the innovation, the things that are going to move the needle. And when you look at, okay, what can we do if we save 20% off of our largest line item expense? How does that move the needle for the company as a whole? That's where we're trying to focus.
Which I would guess is something of interest to your clients, because that adds a lot more to the bottom line, and they can do a lot more with that those additional dollars.
I certainly hope so. And, you know, in our world, it's what are you doing for me today? What's happening this year? And we really try to illustrate the overall savings of what we've been able to bring to that relationship. Now, what the employer decides to do with that is certainly up to them.
Well, who are your clients? Who do you sell to?
Yeah, so we work with clients, with companies all over the country, primarily based in Texas, mostly in DFW, anywhere from startup to several hundred employees. And I would say that our niche is really a company with 20 employees up to probably 150 employees.
So let's say you have that ideal client, you're working with them. What are some of the common problems that they have, and what do you do to help solve those problems?
Oh, absolutely. So one of them is certainly a lack of transparency. They have no idea where their dollars are actually going. And they may get a report that says, okay, well, this amount of claims are paid out, but what does that even mean? So transparency. And then the next big thing is, now that you have the data, what is it that you do with that? You know, any competent CFO or CEO in any business, when you get your numbers back, if you see that you're lagging or doing poorly in a sector or in an area, you certainly want to address that. That's why you review your numbers, know your metrics. Well, the problem in this industry with healthcare, one of them, is that people get the data, but then they don't know what to do with that. And the people that they work with, including, for the most part, a lot of health insurance companies, they're not interested in actually saving you money. You know, they want to keep you a client as long as you can and get you to pay as much as you can. And so that is a niche that we've been able to fill, is helping people understand that data and then the next steps of what do we do with that data.
Most companies, especially the segment that you're in, has pieces of what you're working with them on. Just because they were in business, they had to get health insurance for their employees, et cetera. So is a key element of your business now pulling everything together so it works in tandem with everything else?
That's certainly a part of it. And when you look at the service that we provide, it's not just the health insurance. It's the overall experience. It's the adding to the business, to making their business better. My goal is, I want to make your business better. And so now it's leveraging compliance and pulling that in, technology of what you want your employees' experience to be like. How do you want this to look, to feel, to run? The branding. You know, we have things like benefit communication tools, apps, 24/7 customer service center. A lot of things that really add to that feel to start driving value for the money that you're spending.
How is that a part of the money they put out every month?
Sure. So there's payroll that you pay your employees, the wages, and then there's how you pay them, what company you're using, what vendor, if you're doing that internally. And we work with a lot of great payroll companies. A lot of payroll companies refer us and bring us into business. In fact, I had a call this morning with a company that was referred to us to a payroll company. But we also have competitors in that space. And there are payroll companies that say, well, insurance is just a commodity now, Steve. It's all the same. If you give us all of your insurance business, we'll give you our technology implementation for free. So that should be the first red flag. Anybody who tells you that your second or third largest line item expense for your company is a commodity, you have to question, is that really a strategist or a partner that I want to have? And typically from a business standpoint, they'll be no. The payroll, the method, the way that you pay your employees, the direct deposit, the check, that's actually more of a commodity. So from a business owner mentality, we need to think strategically about our spend around that benefit spend when it's your number two or number three largest spend, not just, well, you know, I'm just going to use this company ABC to pay them and I'm going to let them handle my benefits with no strategy in place whatsoever.
Are you essentially in the business to solve problems for your clients?
I love solving problems. That's one of the things I'm passionate about what we do. It affords myself and my team to be creative, to look of what's coming, and to bring new solutions to them. In our industry, change is really driven by the boutique firm. Most people think the big guys have all the solutions and they bring everything to you and they have this buying power. The big houses have the solutions they have because they encountered somebody along the way that pushed them to do that. It's not just the lone wolf out there on their own, and it's not the big person, but it's that person fighting in that middle space to drive change, fighting for clients and fighting to make a name for themselves that really begins to innovate this industry.
Use the word commodity a number of times. There are a lot of people, a lot of companies out there that do what you do. What do you do differently?
Oh, I love this. So we've been working on this and going through a book, Traction, that I really recommend. And you look at your unique things. So the first thing, my background's in business. I have my master's degree. I approach this as a business owner would, not a salesperson mentality. A business owner looks for sustainability, cost containment, cost control, and the employee experience. A salesperson wants to make a sale, wants to get you to buy as much as you can and then move on. You know, you look at our core values and our team, and that certainly unique proposition that we have. We've developed our own process that we follow through that's been proven time and time again. And then finally, I think it's just really the passion that we bring for this. Our passion is to help your business run better, to bring you a solution. When I meet with you every year, I want to have something that is going to help your business, you know, control cost, take the data that we get and really address a solution, not only on the cost, but also for your employees to have a better experience, better outcomes in what they do.
So as I've listened to you, have I heard that you're actually in the customer service business?
We are absolutely in the relationship business, the customer service business, 100%.
In being in this business, what has been your greatest challenge?
So, you know, the obvious things, I'm in one of the most politically charging industries out there. So you've got regulation, you've got politicians, you have social media. You know, anybody that has a Facebook account thinks that they know everything that's wrong with this system. And there certainly are a lot of things that need to be addressed. I think one of the larger challenges is getting people to learn a new language, like what I said before. When you are so programmed and so focused and an industry wants you to talk a certain way, being the person that is trying to teach you a new language, you know, many years into a career down the road, I think that is proven to be challenging.
We're going through a new normal right now in terms of business. In terms of how employees work with their employer, where they're located, both in an office and remotely, is your business even more important now for a company than it was before?
You know, I think that our business is, at the very least, just as important. But I think that what's more important is really how those employers interact with their employees when it comes to their benefits, how they communicate, how they help give guidance to their employees. Educating them about the resources that they have. And that's one of the things that we help to address with our benefits app that we have that a lot of our employers love. You know, being able to message your employees instantaneously through their app, letting them know the information of what they have available to them and the resources.
Well, I mentioned that we're going through a new normal now in terms of what's going on. Because of that, what will be your greatest obstacle in future growth for Next Level Insurance Agency?
You know, the contact information that we have for most companies, people may not be there anymore. Trying to pull in key decision makers when you may be talking to one person who's working remotely at home that then has to communicate with other people throughout the organization and getting a hold of them. Surprisingly, I feel we've done a very good job of doing our benefit meetings and enrollment meetings and using technology to maybe even improve that ability. We're also now starting to record things in advance so that employers can drop those messages in advance of their open enrollment meeting and be able to provide those on demand to their customers. But definitely, you know, getting those key stakeholders and decision makers and their attention in together, I think will prove to be the most challenge.
We're speaking with Danny O'Connell. Danny is CEO of Next Level Insurance Agency. You can check their website out at nextlevel.agency. Well, we've been talking about what you're doing with the companies you work with. Over the past, what are some of the playmaking moves you've made in your business that has led to your success?
Collaboration among other advisors and people in our industry. In what we do in the insurance industry, there are so many different lanes that you can choose. It's important that you pick somebody that really specializes or sticks in one lane. We talk about, you know, the elevator pitch that everybody gives. And I can do anything for you, Steve. Think about me anytime you need this, that, or the other. Well, person that you're talking to walks away with having no clue about what you do. So it's being important to specialize in what we do, make that well known. And then we have a lot of collaboration among other advisors who may be handling a 401k or a life insurance policy for that business owner who bring us in strategically to help implement what it is that we do.
And what I'm hearing is you are a specialist But once you gain a client, you can work with them in other areas too. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, being creative too, the innovation in our market, like I said, comes from firms of our nature. And you can't just find something and stop and continue to utilize that. You have to be very dynamic. And what we say is we try to go where the client is. We're not trying to force them to us. We want to go whatever it is that you need, wherever you are, and work with the system that you have in place.
My understanding from hearing what you're saying is once you gain a client, you live and die by them. You want to do everything possible to help them as a consultant. You mentioned the word relationship before. You've developed a relationship with them, and you're really a consultant to their business. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I love that our team feels that way as well.
So there's been a lot of changes, I mentioned, going on in the marketplace. How have you responded and adapted to those changes locally and worldwide?
Yeah, it's interesting. We were having a very strong first quarter and wrapped that up and finished what we were doing. And then again, it's a challenge of getting in front of people and them wanting to do anything. Because there's a lot, and understandably so, of we're not doing anything. Everybody's really concerned about their job, where it's going, the PPP, all these different things are out there. But we are starting to see some of that start to calm down a little bit, and people saying, okay, you know, we know the renewal's upcoming and we need to start looking at that and thinking about that. We are very fortunate that we were already set up to work remotely, so we had really zero interruption from business operations. We already had the technology to do a lot of the remote learning, the education, the enrollment meetings, so that's not been an issue. And that's really back to our business model of having people all over the country. You know, we have clients in Dallas, Houston, Austin, Amarillo, Ohio, North Carolina, all over the place. And so the way that we had our company really organized and focused was a major positive through this.
It sounds as if you've had a virtual relationship with all the clients, and that's going to deepen over the next few years?
It definitely looks like that, Steve.
Outside of that, has your business changed any over the last 4 or 5 months since everything hit at about the end of the first into the second quarter?
Good question. So from a business standpoint, like I mentioned, we're really trying to focus now in the second half of the year of doing more recording, more videos that we can launch and distribute to the clients in advance of things like open enrollment, do enrollment meetings recorded. Obviously, we're open and they can call us anytime. We've got people, you know, Eastern time, Central and Mountain, so we're open early and open late. And we have the technology to be able to support that. But really just looking at different opportunities and different ways to better serve the client, utilizing technology, and again, to go where they are.
Over and above that, what's next for you personally and or for Next Level Insurance Agency?
Yeah, so personally, I know my wife would definitely want me to say, you know, figuring out how to get our children back to school. We've got 4 kids doing e-learning right now. So for those of you that are listening that have children, I'm sure you can relate to that. So that would be a big personal goal. For us, we're starting to look at doing some outsourcing of data to really become more efficient, lower our cost of operations, cut the cost of our proposals by 50% at least in what we're doing. Really have our employees step up, and instead of being involved in just the day-to-day operations, really managing and understanding what that means to manage those operations and take that next level of accountability and growth. I'm very big on individual growth and being sure that I give my employees the opportunity and the avenue to grow. I think that's very important that a lot of employers miss. You know, we hire people to come and work, but you have to give them that path to grow so that they can even help your organization grow.
My guess is when you receive a prospect that your intent is to initially be a consultant to them. Just get together, ask them questions, because what you do, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, what you do is you customize every plan for every client you pick up. Is that correct?
That's correct. Everything is custom tailored and designed for that organization. Unfortunately, we see a lot of bad information out there and a lot of bad advice. Every company that we work with has somebody, and I assume it's somebody that they like. Otherwise, they wouldn't have them there. And so there's a lot of people that, that do what we do that are very aggressive, that, well, you have to change everybody and move everything over to us before we'll look at it. That's not how we operate. Let me prove to you what I can do. Let me beat what you're doing today to earn your business. And if I can't improve what you're doing, then that's great. But if you're open to it and willing to listen, then we can have a conversation and we can really build that relationship.
So your intent when you meet with somebody, is, at least for the first time, is just to see if you can help.
I want to get to know you. I want to know your goals for you, your department, your organization. You know, why is it that you're wanting to talk? What can we help fix? And then see if there's a way that we can help align to solve that problem or that issue for you.
Should somebody listening have interest in what you talked about and want to find out more about that, how should they do it?
Yeah, so the easiest way is to pick up the telephone, give us a call, 469-329-0777. Again, 469-329-0777.
Well, this has been a wonderful show. You've been a great guest. You've explained exactly what you're doing extremely well. Thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much.
This has been a great show. We've had Danny O'Connell. Danny is CEO of Next Level Insurance Agency. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where we can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.